Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. 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 No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights, everyone. I'm Charlotte Spicer, executive producer and host of the show, energetic healer and channel for Yeshua and others in the divine. Thank you so much for tuning in from the United States and around the world. Today, we continue our masterclass educational series, Guidance from Spirit, Channeled Messages from Beyond the Veil, featuring Divine Mother, a supreme being of the divine feminine consciousness. Divine Mother appears on the show through my special guest co-host, Connie Viveros. Connie is a gifted healer and spiritual teacher who has served as full body channel for Divine Mother since 2011. Connie offers coaching, mentoring, and online courses, as well as beginners, intermediate, and advanced channeling certification. Divine Mother, not to be confused with Mother Mary, comes forward to extend her message of unconditional love, wisdom, and healing to listeners. Visit angelsemerging.com to learn more, attend online events with Divine Mother and Archangel Metatron, or to become a certified channel yourself. Visit spiritualinsightsradio.com to join the Spiritual Insights community, review the archives of all the divine transmissions, or book an energetic healing session with me. I would be honored to help you move forward in our upside-down, post-COVID, crazy world. It is rough. Join me in welcoming Connie back to the show. Hello, Connie. Wonderful to see you again.
Oh, hello. What a wonderful introduction. I feel so honored to be described in the way you described me. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Oh, how are you? And I wanted to know what you have going on in your community. Any events, retreats? What do you have going on in your calendar?
Oh gosh, July was a very slow month, and we got the word from Spirit. The download is get yourself back out there to work. So we have an entire litany of classes that we're offering right now. The first I want to invite your listeners to is a free introductory class to channeling. It is Unlocking the Secrets to Channeling with Confidence and Ease. And that is next Thursday, August 25th. It is 4:30 on the West Coast, 7:30 p.m. on the East Coast. It's a 90-minute introduction to how you can begin to, you know, trigger the journey in yourself. If you see numbers or synchronicities, or you feel like you're a highly sensitive or intuitive being, please, by all means, join us for that class. And I'll make sure that you have the link in this recording information.
Okay.
The other two things of note, we have a class the end of August, the 27th and the 28th. It's a Saturday and Sunday called Awaken Your Superpowers. And this really is also a class of awakening that part of you, that strength, that intuitive knowing and knowledge in you in an immersive weekend course. That is a $147 price point, and it happens over 2 days, all online. Again, your listeners can join us for that. And then following that up in September, we start our real immersive journey into learning and being trained, as you said, the certification for channeling, if these other two classes are of interest. So, you know, come on, and everybody's a channel. You know, that's the nuance here is everyone is channeling all the time, just not consciously. Conscious awareness that we're always channeling messages, signs, symbols, signals, you know, that intuition to call your mother or call your best friend, and then the phone rings and there they are. That's channeling. You know, that is using your psychic abilities and awarenesses. So everybody can do this. It is not something we teach you how to do. It's something we help you remember how to engage in once again.
That's what it's all about, remembering what you already know.
Exactly. We're already doing it. And we just want to bring a name and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be admitting and acknowledging myself for the powerful spiritual being that I am inside.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so, okay, so you have this free introductory class on channeling. Everybody should go check it out. See if this is for you. If it is, perhaps your intuition will give you the impulse to sign up for level one channeling training and get certified.
And the free class is highly experiential. So it's not just us sitting there talking at you. We're really going to engage you and kickstart those intuitive channeling juices within you. We're going to give you direct experience of guidance. So please feel free to reach out and join us.
Awesome. And who will be teaching?
Both Metatron and Divine Mother. We are a combination, a dynamic duo of channeled wisdom from the highest ascended masters and Divine Mother, and both Archangel Metatron will be both in attendance. And then I didn't want to forget, and I want to say, any of you that are really interested, come. We have a spiritual retreat the first week of October in the Grand Tetons, which is the divine temples of the ascended masters of the brotherhood and sisterhood of white light. And we will be in the Grand Tetons from October 3rd through the 8th. And it's a juicy week together of immersive spiritual journey. If you really are into hanging out with highly evolved people and doing deep ascended mastery work on this planet, come join us for that. That's going to be really exciting.
That sounds very exciting. I am familiar with a few members of the White Brotherhood.
Yes.
And when we say that, we're talking white light. Okay.
Yes, right. Lanto, Lord Lanto and Sananda and Lady Nada and St.
Yes.
And that whole, I just got chills, you know, just even mentioning their names. They're like, ooh, we're being mentioned on air. They're so excited. But they reside in the Tetons, which are a very familiar, unknown mountain range. Everybody focuses on Shasta.
Where is that?
It's in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
No kidding. Okay.
Right outside Yellowstone National Park. And we will be staying right at the base of the Grand Tetons, which are these seven mountain tips, this range of mountains. And when I was there about a year ago, I felt, who needs Switzerland? We've got these just amazing, majestic, they called themselves the Ancients of the Ancient.
Oh, wow.
And that energy form is that they've been birthing and coming down from the cosmos and hosting sacred cosmic etheric retreats there for centuries. And so they've invited us there to have our own direct experience. And the retreat is called Becoming Light. Like us all moving from our carbon base to our crystalline light body base and living more from that framework.
That's going to be so transformational. That's great.
Oh, incredible. It's going to be an incredible week. So if anybody's out there that even remotely can attend and get that week free, come and join us. It's going to be juicy.
So real quick, angelsemerging.com is where you go to get more information about that.
Thank you.
And review the calendar. Awesome. So it's August 2022.
Can you believe it?
Like you said, July was a little flat for some, for others. It was something else. but August has been very intense. We had Lionsgate. We also had a supermoon immediately following that. And that was pretty intense for me. And I want to differentiate for people. If you're highly sensitive or an empath, then you're probably really feeling all of this fairly intensely. And you just need to breathe through it. And we're going to see if Divine Mother has some advice for us in that regard. My concern is for normal people who might not be aware that they're sensitive or who may not have a very high level of sensitivity, but nonetheless, they're having a hard time with all of this intensity. And so my heart goes out to you. And I hope that you can follow any advice that's offered on this program as to self-care and navigating peacefully. As these ebbs and flows continue, as the energy comes to the planet, there are changes being made to our bodies, our DNA, our consciousness, and the planet. So it's a lot.
Right. And it is that feeling and expression that, you know, nothing stays the same. It, the appearance stays the same, but there's all kinds of things changing on the inside. Think of the aging process, right? You know, we're sort of changing over that slow drip, drip, drip. And right now we are aging, we are changing and shifting our consciousness. And so we're in a period currently of this great accelerated shift and change of our consciousness. Nothing we can see, nothing we can wrap our heads and brains around, but it is felt at the inner, you know, dwellings, the inner temples of our consciousness.
Nice. Okay. Divine Mother, is that you?
It is. I am here and thank you. We sort of slipped in while you were chatting away, and we just wanted you to know that we are here in service to all the listeners here. We hope this is helpful and can bring some peace and ease to those that are struggling.
That would be wonderful. I just like to offer you a formal welcome when I
Thank
know it's you.
you.
So what can you offer all of us, sensitive, non-sensitive, anywhere in between, as to what's taking place to make them feel like they're crazy? There are a lot of people who are feeling that, I'll just say it, that suicide is most likely an option to get out of this feeling. And certainly we don't want anybody to do that, but I understand when people feel that way. What can we offer in terms of helping people maintain their sanity?
Oh my, this is going to go deep, is it not? Huh? So yes, I will say to everyone here listening that, beloveds, you are always in the flow of consciousness. And whether or not you can understand that flow of consciousness or not, it is temporary. It is free flowing and it will change again. So whatever you are experiencing in this moment, there must be a realization that it will pass. We are in sort of an elongated gateway. So
Okay.
it feels very difficult, like it is not shifting or changing soon enough for us. Oftentimes when energy shifts occur or we are being hit by the plasma and the cosmic electromagnetic forms that you are being hit with right now. Remember there was a meteor shower just about a week ago. And it was very intense. So you can imagine yourself in a hurricane, even in physical form. Imagine an energetic hurricane. And so
Yes.
this is much of what the experience is, but it is unseen. And so there is no logic that you can bring to it. And therefore, it is important that all of you, of us, employ our spiritual tools at this time.
Okay.
This is spiritual tools that we go out and seek out, and we take classes and we read books and we attend all these wonderful seminars that are available, and we learn all these wonderful tools are not to learn them for the times when things are all wonderful, yes?
Yes.
It's for when shit hits the fan, huh?
Oh my. Okay.
Excuse me for the language, but I feel that it defines what the experience can be for people. This is the time when it is needed to retreat, to rest, to replenish, to restore using your spiritual alchemies, your spiritual tools.
Right. No, language is fine because this really is a very difficult time and I want everybody to speak freely. So that's fine. Even
It
Mother
is.
Mary's getting in on that with the language.
Well, it
Very
is
interesting.
sometimes the only way to really cut through and get the point across. But my point being is, if you are feeling, experiencing a form of depression, please know it is a temporary condition. And
Okay.
you can get help for this. So
Okay.
right now, people are, you know, through this tunnel, through this elongated spatial electromagnetic field that feels like, oh my goodness, it's not going to end. I cannot see the light at the end of this tunnel. But we
Yeah.
assure you it is coming, it is coming, it is coming.
Can you apply it to a timeline, Mother? Is it months, years?
Well, your sun and your moon are both moving into new houses, and it won't necessarily fix everything that is going on now, but it will change it a bit.
So it will constantly be in flux, of course.
Well, of course, it always is. But the point I'm trying to make is being in awareness of yourself instead of getting mired in the thought process that this will never shift and change. That in itself becomes like a magnet that draws more of that to you.
Right. Okay.
So you must use your spiritual alchemy, your spiritual tools, your meditations, your walks in nature, your drinking high frequency water, taking your salt baths, you know, cleansing your spaces. All of that is important now so that you can, when the energy shifts, you can be in alignment with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it as it's occurring and say, oh, there's the relief I was looking for.
Hmm? Yes.
There it is. There it is. There it is. And it may be moment to moment. It may be brief.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find yourself again back in a spin. And then you say, oh, I'm going to go back to my mat. I'm going to take 1 minute respites. I'm going to take 5 minute meditation breaks the day. Like you were pointing out, your beautiful exercise that you commented on earlier. Sit and just float in the energy.
Yes.
Right.
I was explaining to Connie, ladies and gentlemen, that I had come upon this technique to navigate emotions that were very intense at the time. And so as I lay on my bed in the morning, just after waking up, I would allow myself to just float in whatever I was feeling with complete willingness and acceptance, just float in it. And I was amazed at how quickly it passed because of that level of willingness and acceptance.
Right.
That so that's what tool. I did.
That is mm-hmm. a beautiful tool to share with your listeners, because what it does is it you know, it creates a speedier recovery through the experience that you're having that appears negative or adverse.
Yes, right. It's amazingly effective. And over time, many are probably familiar with this, where when you take steps to do something, eventually you don't need as many steps. You can almost snap your fingers and be right where you need to be. So that's where I am with that. And so that has helped with grief, anger, frustration. I seem to be navigating that pretty well. Mm. But I had a couple questions, Divine Mother, with regard to what we were just discussing about. Okay, we're in an elongated gateway. We had Lionsgate, immediately followed by a supermoon. And Connie and I were discussing how there are 11 planets also interacting in a way they haven't in about 300 years. Can you give us an idea of technically what happened with Lionsgate, the supermoon? What did it trigger? Did it remove something? And my guess is that it's triggering old grief, things from the past to acknowledge and release. But in your words, what happened in that week that was extremely intense?
Well, from the reporting upon the cosmology is, yes, you know, the planets are always in movement and around. And the most influential planets upon your Earth in these last several weeks were the planet configurations of where Venus and Saturn were in conjunction with the Earth.
Okay.
And so the opposition of the particular location of these planets at that time, along with many others, created sort of almost a triangulation of energy.
Okay.
And so in that experience, yes, many latent memories were raised up, because you know that every experience that you have is, you know, dormant within your strands of your DNA, in your mm-hmm. cellular memories. And so this experience of this energetic triangulation occurred in that it sort of brought up all of that hostility
mm-hmm.
in people, all of this anger and frustration, because even though your earthlings and your earth environment is more evolved than it has ever been at any other time in your history, there are still many patterns that can occur that feel very manipulative.
Yes.
There was a hold over the human consciousness in a way of much control and domination
mm-hmm.
Centuries ago. And that energy, think of the triangulation of this the configuration of the cosmos,
okay.
bearing, bearing down upon the earth where it rises up that latent memory of that, you know, hostility and control and manipulation that you felt really disempowered by 300 years ago. There were many wars and you were sacrificed and, you know, the powers to be, it was almost like you felt inadequate to be able to fight any of that. Nowadays, people feel more voice. They feel more freedom, especially in the country that you live in, and not all across the world, but people feel more free to think and behave the way they choose. And so when this triangulation occurred upon them, it almost felt like something was trying to encapsulate them. Something was trying to, you know, incarcerate their consciousness.
That's a very good way to explain it, because that's how I felt.
Right. And so people were, you know, railing against the energy, saying, no, 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 I will not be dragged back to the Middle Ages. This is what happened with your court system when it overturned one of your, you know, seemingly laws of freedom.
Yes.
So all of this is patterning itself and mirroring the destruction of those forms that continue to control you outside of your conscious purview.
Okay.
So you must be in awareness that all of this, the light workers in particular upon the earth plane right now, know without a doubt that this is all happening for purposeful good. Something cannot be rebuilt upon something already in existence that is failing.
Right.
It's like building the new on top of something that is rotting.
Exactly. No, we can't do that. And deep down, I don't think any of us would want that. So with that understanding and that acceptance, we can just try to lift each other up. But in addition to those other planetary events, I read something that I am not sure is true. Is it true that the Earth's orbit sped up a little bit?
You mean the Earth going around the sun, or what is it that you are referring to, beloved?
I believe it's the Earth's rotation, not so much the orbit around the sun. Bad choice of words. Right. The Earth's rotation on its axis. And somewhere it said that the Earth sped up just a little bit. But I wondered if that might have a major impact on humanity.
It's quite possible that it did. And instead, what we are seeing in this very moment is we're seeing more of the tilt of the axis. So not so much of a speeding up, but a tilt of the axis. Is that correct? And how that,
yes.
Right. And so the appearance maybe is that your orientation is a bit unique and something that felt, oh, there's been a shift. And again, not something from the conscious awareness that you can put your finger on, but you can say, oh, something's changed. I don't quite know what it is.
Okay. That makes sense.
I think to your point, it is inferring that there are so many more people upon the earth and your energy, the energy upon your planet, beloved, is moving faster and more swiftly. People are moving things around at a faster, more rapid rate than before. Your technologies, your automations, your devices, your energies. So it's
free energy machine.
Yes, your artificial intelligence. It feels that things are pushing you along rather than going more organically at a pace that is welcome to the human being. Your human form has to assimilate.
Yes, it does.
What we are noticing is it is the humans are not being given the spaciousness to assimilate all that is being thrown upon you. There's no integration.
So who has the ability to change or improve that?
Each individual.
Okay.
But the first order of business is to recognize that you are at effect of it and being manipulated by it. How often do you find yourself, how many of you have noticed what Mother is pointing out to me is How many of you have noticed your patterns have shifted in the way you receive information?
Intuitively, you mean?
From your media outlet.
From the media.
From the external devices that you are receiving information. Are you noticing, just notice for a moment, how that's shifted and changed? Is there less consciousness to it? Or is there more consciousness to it? Are you being more discerning about what you allow to filter in, to be influenced by?
Yeah. There's some frightening information out there.
There is, and there are frightening powers at play, beloved, that are working indeed very hard to find more and more ways to infiltrate your consciousness. I'm not speaking of conspiracy theorists. I'm speaking of just people wanting to control the narrative, your choices, where you choose to spend your time, where you choose to spend your money, where you choose to go on vacation, where you choose to, what you choose to watch upon the television.
Yes, I'm noticing quite a bit of that.
Right.
Since we're on the subject, yes, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away a freedom that has been in place for 50 years, even though I am quick to notice that they had 50 years to turn it into a law and didn't. So that's what made it so vulnerable. Tell me if I'm incorrect in my assumption, but I don't worry about this so much, thankfully, because it doesn't affect me. I'm 54 years of age, so this doesn't affect me. This affects the younger generation. But I do feel that this is part of that deconstruction to rebuild, and that everything will balance out in time. My concern is the baby boom, because if so many souls are coming to the planet, we also have an exodus of people leaving the planet. So will the topic of overpopulation still be a concern, or is this more evolved souls coming in to help us with this transition?
You have many questions within this dialogue you just displayed. So we are going to try to discern which we address first.
Okay.
So first, your question about the law that was not ever created around this a right to end a pregnancy, let's say.
Correct.
So fear not. This will not last for long.
Right.
I think there are too many people in your world that feel it is a human right, you know, one of those sovereignty issues around the body, and many states and people in particular, women in particular, whether you are a grandmother no longer giving birth or whether you are a daughter just being born into your birthing years, the outrage of it. There is a pendulum, more people believing and thinking I have rights to choose the direction of my body than not. And so many states will choose to move that way. And many of your court systems will also be indoctrinating laws that allow that freedom to still remain.
Good. But I think it's good for everybody to see a demonstration of what it feels like to have your rights taken away.
Well, particularly when there is pause to say it was taken for granted.
Okay, yes.
And yes, indeed, it seems very manipulative right now. There is, again, the systems that you have built your great country upon are crumbling. And so with that crumbling, there is a tendency of fear mongering. And so everybody is grasping, and the politicalization of this particular law is just that. It is a politicalization of something that should not have been.
Right.
And so that will be exposed moreover than anything else.
Okay.
It does not belong in the court systems, beloved. It belongs in the hospitals and healthcare hands.
Yes. Okay. It's a health issue. And so
most people agree with that.
And so the part two of that question was since they overturned it, there are, I assume, going to be a lot of babies born, right? My concern is, I understand that a lot of people will be leaving the planet, won't this baby boom simply replace that population, albeit with more evolved souls, but there will still be a population issue. Is that correct?
Well, your population has been indeed growing ever since it began.
Mm-hmm.
And so concerns about overpopulation is not so much mired in too many people upon your planet, but that which is the behavior of those societies of which they are born into. So more specifically, what we are speaking to is that the overpopulation is a consumer-driven society. Mm-hmm. And the problem with overpopulation, beloved, is this understanding that the Earth's resources can no longer supply what is needed to sustain the number of people that are needing those resources.
Okay. I thought it would be about resources. Yes.
So yes, you are right on. Your intuition is very accurate that there must be a paradigm shift and a rethinking, a reimagining of how do we support the billions of people that are in need. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of resources. They are just not being allocated appropriately.
No, they're not.
There are plenty of resources upon your planet to care and nurture and feed and house every human alive. It is mm-hmm. the infrastructure and the power domains and the lopsided pyramidic systems of control that mm-hmm. create this imbalance.
Yes.
And you can take this all the way back to the origins of your civilization. It is the strong and the weak.
Mm-hmm.
It is a paradigm of the strong and the weak. Until enough people who are in positions of strength feel empowered to assist and help those that are weak, you will always have this imbalance.
Mm-hmm. And not, that pyramid structure, right?
And not until then. The only way you get around that is revolt. And there are enough people at the bottom that begin to revolt.
Right? But do you feel that those people at the bottom are of two totally different ideologies? Because there is the energy of revolt that is brewing beneath the surface that I'm aware of every day just because I'm so sensitive, but it puts my stomach in knots most days. I would like to believe that any kind of revolt that does take place is for the good of everyone. So is there still a pretty high probability of civil war breaking out in the United States, especially in this political climate?
Well, it is already occurring, beloved. There is yeah. already civil unrest, which is a form of revolution
mm-hmm.
and revolt. And so what you are seeing right now is you are seeing a tug of war
mm-hmm.
of polarity. Some people wanting this to happen and other people, until there is a coming together, a consensus
mm-hmm.
that we must meet together and have adequate conversation to be able to address and deal with the problems at hand. There are so many right now. It is almost as though, where does one begin?
Yes.
The agenda must be, where does one begin? And how do we create a list of what needs to be addressed, resolved? Mm-hmm. How do we have a coming together? And until you have a clearing out of your political systems, it is happening right now, the fracturing.
Yeah.
Your political systems, until enough people, until calamity strikes, civil war, if you so call it that, it happened once before. And even still, people on the other side, let's say the losers of that civil war, mm-hmm. did not completely comply immediately
mm-hmm.
to the new coming together and the consciousness to say, if we are going to be a United States, a union of sorts, these will be our laws that will govern our land.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing is happening right now. There is a There is a coming to terms with who is it that you want to be as a nation?
Right. The problem is that some of what's going on now seems to be spilled over from hundreds of years ago with the Civil War, because a lot of those beliefs and attitudes were handed down through the generations. And now with the prevalence of inequality, especially racial inequality, there are a lot of people beating that drum for keep it the way it is. They don't want to see change. These are the scenarios that worry me the most.
Well, let us go back and let us just take this conversation back to your origin of overpopulation.
Okay.
So you do see purposeful good in conflict and wars, for much of that has often, along with natural disasters, been the eradication of many of your population. It's been through wars.
Mm-hmm.
So you are seeing that occur right now in the eastern part of your world.
Okay.
So what will arise out of the decimation and devolvement of a country will be much smaller than what it began with.
I see.
The dissolution of the country of Ukraine will rise again, but with a much smaller faction of it. Yes?
I see. Yes.
And so they will have a coming together after severe trauma as a collective, and there will be a heightened interest, beloved, in the coming together of the ways in which they derive at and dictate the laws that govern those people,
mm-hmm.
because of the trauma and the hurt they've just experienced.
Exactly.
Compassion and vulnerability.
Right. My concern is that the energy that's working through the Ukrainian people and everybody in that region, that the same energy is working through citizens of the United States, and that we'll have that same level of calamity, chaos, violence. And then we say, oh, well, we should all get along.
It is just in a different form, beloved. It is already occurring. It is just in a different form.
Okay. I see what you're saying. That it doesn't need to be this outward display of violence. It is this clash of ideas that is making the most change.
You do not have to arm tanks with bullets and ammunition that annihilate and kill and eradicate people from the planet for us to know that we are all being perpetrated upon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We are being attacked in a hostile fashion with your news media on both sides, beloved.
It's so frustrating that so many go along with this. It must be, once again, the pyramid structure where the people at the top are telling what the people at that level need to say to the American people. And it's, a lot of it is very misleading. And there's very little truth to it. And, you know, I would like to see more truth. I've been staying away from it, but I get little snippets of information.
Well, truth is a funny thing if it lacks evidence. So people right now are willing to go along with statements with lack of evidence. So if you can produce evidence that shows me that there is truth in this, then I will subscribe to this as a truth that I
right.
follow in my heart. But where do people stand in their own moral codex?
Mm-hmm.
And their own
mm-hmm.
feeling of like, you know what is true. Look inside yourself and say, what is true for me? And one person may have a very different understanding of that truth than another.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are told something and you say, I'm going to believe that, you would want some evaluative form of showing me the evidence of that. And if mm-hmm. it lacks that evidence, then I must reevaluate my belief in that.
Right.
Yes?
Yes. We have to go in.
You have to be more, you have to dig around a bit and not be someone so willing to follow the crowd and be, you know, the one that... you know, it's the crowd mentality I'm seeing, that everybody is following along without really taking stock in what's the truth here.
Mm-hmm.
because if I really, really thought about it more, what do I know? And what sounds reasonable? What is reasonable right now with what is being said?
And it's kind of like a herd mentality where everybody goes along.
Yes, indeed. And everybody jumps on a bandwagon of something that may or may not be witnessed in the same way. And you take, for instance, the FBI agents that recently raided your former president's home. Mm-hmm. These are innocent people who were doing a job.
Right.
And yet they are being vilified as though it was their decision to enact this. It was not. It came from the powers to be. Now, whether that is in your mind right or wrong, the individuals that carried out these acts should not be condemned and be threatened in their livelihoods to think I was doing my job in the way that I do every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were just following orders.
They were following and doing a job, much like you do as a school teacher. A school teacher goes to school every day and does not wish to have an armed gunman walk in their classroom and, threaten and violate the children that they serve.
Yes.
The same way, they are just doing their job.
Right.
And so if we are to think that my job is of value and of service, and I cannot go about doing that in a peaceful and unthreatened way, you will lose people willing to do those jobs.
I see it as a lot of fear because they're afraid of what it might mean as an outcome. And I don't think a whole lot is going to come out of what they found, or perhaps they'll choose not to pursue certain courses of action. I just don't think there's a whole lot that is going to come out of that event.
Right, because of the politicization of the powers to be. But what we are talking about, beloved, is your own consciousness around what you hold to be true.
Right, I see.
Your and your population's actions are against something that they hear, knowingly manipulated information, and then they derive from that an action or a thought or a belief in truth of their own.
I see. Yes. That's perfect.
It is more about taking in, like, how do you feel about that? And then not feeling like you have to engage in violence against innocent people doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
There are people right now living in fear just to go to their job that they have done so for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And they are in fear for their families. This is what we must worry about.
Okay. Well, I would be happy to send light upon the situation. Thank you, Divine Mother, for your loving voice and your wisdom and insights. It's always such a joy to spend some time with you each month.
Oh, and we feel the same way, beloved. Indeed. Namaste until we meet again. And we enjoy and receive great pleasure from this experience, as do you. So namaste until we
namaste.
Namaste. Wow, she doesn't want to go.
That was kind of sweet.
Was it?
That was kind of sweet, yeah. Thank you so much, Connie, for your wisdom and your insights and for bringing Divine Mother through. This really was a fantastic conversation. I want to remind everybody, angelsemerging.com is where you can join the community, become a certified channel, and attend various online events with Connie, Divine Mother, Wendy Gale, and Archangel Metatron. Those are a lot of fun. Visit spiritualinsightsradio.com to learn more about my energetic healing work and book a private session with me, Yeshua, and the Divine Team. We are all more than willing to help you move forward on your journey. Connie, can't wait till the next time.
See you next month. Take care.
All right. All right, everyone. That's our show for today. Until next time, God bless and be at peace.